Harper Audio presents The Zimzum of Love, A New Way of Understanding Marriage, written and read by Rob and Kristen Bell.
Preface. A while ago, we came across an idea about the origins of the universe that made us think of marriage. We weren't aware that anyone had connected this idea with being married, and it got us thinking. The more we talked about it, the more this idea evolved into a new way of understanding marriage. We found ourselves thinking, we should write a book about this. So for a year and a half now, we wake up in the morning and make breakfast for our kids and take them to school, and then we sit side by side at a desk, doing our best to give language to this new way of understanding marriage. There are, of course, lots of books on marriage. Practical books, inspiring books, books that can give you all sorts of advice and steps and techniques for facing and dealing with the challenges of marriage, from communicating better to handling money to sex to the division of household tasks.
This book, however, is about the deeper mysteries of marriage. How is it that the same relationship can be capable of producing so much joy and so much pain? How is it that the slightest thoughts and actions can so significantly change the space between two people? How is it that the space between two people can be so unique that it exists nowhere else in the universe? How is it that flawed, fragile, flesh-and-blood human beings can relate to each other in such a way that they show each other the divine? Something powerful and profound happens in marriage. Something involving energy, love, and the deepest forces of the universe. We believe that you can grow in your awareness of these realities, learning how to better see what's going on in the space between you, how it works, and how the love can flow all the more freely between you.
It's our hope that this new way helps you better understand and enjoy this mysterious, extraordinary, difficult, beautiful, frustrating, complicated gift called marriage. Chapter 1. What's a Zimzum? We want to give you a new way of understanding marriage. It's called the Zimzum of Love, and in the book version, we explain it with stick figure drawings. At first, it's just you. Your life is mostly about you. Your friends and your work and your schedule and your interests and your goals and your thoughts and all the rest of what makes your life. Your center of gravity extends roughly as far as you.
But then you meet someone, or you've known them for a while, and that person has their own life with their own center of gravity, and your heart begins to shift towards them. You find yourself thinking about them, drawn to them. When you're not with them, you miss them. You ache for them. Your phone rings, and when you see that it's them, you feel a surge of electricity through your body. You talk for hours. You start arranging your life so that you can spend as much time as possible with them as your lives become increasingly intertwined.
As you become familiar with what moves and drives and inspires them, their well-being begins to matter to you more than your own. You find yourself making sacrifices for them while they're doing the same for you. It's here that you become aware of a subterranean shift, a tectonic slide in your heart, one that alters the course of your life. Your center of gravity expands. You are in new territory. Before it was just you. Now it's you and this other person. Before there was one. Now there are two.
As you intentionally create space for this person in your life, and they create space in their life for you, this movement creates space between you, space that has an energetic flow to it. This flow in the space between you is like an energy field or an electrical current. It's the draw, the pull, the magnetic attraction that leads you to give yourself to this person in a way that you don't give yourself to anyone else on the planet. It's a vibrant, pulsing, humming flow that stirs your heart and causes your soul to soar. You talk about falling in love because of the feeling of weightlessness it evokes. You speak of finding your other half because of those moments when your boundaries feel porous, like you don't know where you end and they begin. You speak of being swept away like you're caught up in something bigger than the both of you, like you're flying, The intoxicating attraction you feel toward another human being taking you both.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?